Well, the Major League Baseball season opens Sunday night in Chicago with the St. Louis Cardinals playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. The rest of the teams get into action on Monday, so time to play ball. Doug Trabu of NPR's Only a Game is here just to set the table. And Doug, which teams are the favorites in the American and National Leagues?
Well, in the National League, the Washington Nationals are getting a lot of buzz, Robin. They already had one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. They went out in the offseason and added Max Scherzer to that rotation from Detroit. So they really look like a team that could explode and finally get over the top. There's been a lot of promise there for a few years. And some different teams than we usually hear about in the American League are getting some buzz. The Cleveland Indians getting a lot of talk heading into the season. Also hearing some buzz about the Seattle Mariners. So there could be a changeup at the top.
Well, but here's what I want to talk about. The Sporting News picked the Chicago Cubs to win it all. What? We're so used to people like NPR Scott Simon bemoaning their Cubs. They haven't won a World Series in more than 100 years.
Well, last year they were 73-89, but they have a new manager, Joe Maddon, who got a lot out of Tampa Bay Rays teams during his tenure there. They also added John Lester, a terrific left-handed pitcher who was with the A's at the end of last season. And, you know, the Boston Red Sox went from last in 2012 to World Series champs in 2013 to last year. So not the Cubs? Why not the Cubs?
I forgot about the going to last year part. San Francisco Giants, they won the series last year. And people, you know, if any team qualifies as a dynasty, it's them. Three World Series titles this decade. So how do they look?
They look pretty good. They did lose Pablo Sandoval in free agency, the third baseman, a.k.a. Kung Fu Panda. He went to Boston, but the rest of their lineup's intact. They still have Madison Bumgarner, the star pitcher who was the World Series hero. They have some older pitchers on their staff, Jake Peavy, a couple of others. So they need to be concerned about Peavy and Tim Hudson and their health going forward, but they still look good.
Yeah, just a minute we have here, But we know you've been in Florida for spring training, watching the Sox and other teams. Yeah, right, as if that's why you – but and no, you did. You went to seriously watch the games. But can we take something from, you know, spring training really and apply it to regular season?
I think it's a great way to get a sense of the younger players and whether or not they're ready to start the season. But it's got to be taken with a grain of salt because the Kansas City Royals last year, 12-16 in spring training, and they were the American League champs and – made it to the World Series. So you really can't be too down or up coming out of March.
Only Games, Doug Trabu, just setting the table for us as the season starts. Oh, please. And spring with it. Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.